Midlands and northwest England, but a bit damper by the afternoon in western Scotland. Even with it though, temperatures around 18 to 21. And for southeast England, eastern England, northeast England and eastern Scotland, predominantly dry day, good deal of sunshine around, a bit more cloud through the afternoon, but with winds light, a very pleasant 21 to 24 degrees expected. Emily.
Thanks, Matt. Now on BBC Radio 4, we continue our new Book of the Week. Journalist Lloyd Bradley's Sounds Like London follows the journey of black music in the capital and tells the stories of some of its key performers. Today, the arrival of Steel Pan and its role in establishing the Notting Hill Carnival. The reader is Ben Unwukwi.
Tucked away beneath the Westway, just up from Latimer Road Tube, the Maxilla Social Club is everything you'd expect in an old-school workingmen's club. The television, nestled among the darts trophies, is showing a football match with the sound off, while the two or three old geezers sitting on bar stools contemplate their competitively priced pints and don't say very much. The other end of the hall, though, is a riot of sound and activity. Maxilla doubles as the rehearsal space for Nostalgia Steel Band, and with a week to go until the Notting Hill Carnival, this is a crucial time in their calendar. As the musicians warm up and settle into their groove, you realise that there's little as thrilling as a big, inspired steel band in full flow. The second thing that strikes you is Nostalgia's demography. More or less equally male and female, just over 50% white, about 40% black, with a smattering of other ethnic types, and an age range that extends from teen to pensionable. It's a vivid example of London's capacity to absorb foreign culture with the minimum of fuss. Despite their shared Trinidadian origins, Calypso and Steel Band's histories are almost entirely distinct. In classic uptown-downtown style, the two coexisted for years in mutual musical animosity. Steel Pan was seen as trifling, a DIY ghetto extension of Port of Spain's violent street gangs, while Calypso's associations with jazz and nightclubs were judged the height of sophistication. Having come together as the Russ Henderson Steel Band in 1964, Nostalgia are the longest-standing steel band in the capital. Sterling Betancourt is thinking back to July 1951. He was a member of the Trinidad All-Steel Percussion Orchestra, who had been brought over to open the inaugural concert of the Royal Festival Hall. The band's instruments had rusted badly on the three-week Atlantic crossing, and as the musicians emerged from the gleaming new building, the pans looked like so much scrap iron. Sterling explains that was all part of the plan. "We didn't clean them because we decided to really give the audience a surprise. They would never have seen a steel band before. And then they would be amazed when the beautiful music started coming out of these rusty-looking objects. It worked too, because they were looking at us as we set up. And then when we started to play the first tune, Mambo Jambo, these people watching are astonished. They can't believe what they are hearing." Edric Connor, the Trinidadian singer, actor and radio presenter, used his influence at the BBC to get them on the radio, and Britain's affection for steel bands began. That said, it might have fizzled out just as quickly had the 21-year-old Sterling not made a life-changing decision and opted to stay in London with his steel drum. As the city's only specialist pan player, he could only do so much by himself. He played solo in mainly West Indian patronised venues, during the orchestra breaks at dance halls and cabaret sets at a few Soho clubs. It was in one of these that he met fellow countryman Russell Henderson. "We needed more than one pan," Sterling recalls. "So I sent to Trinidad for two steel drums. One was for Russell to play. I taught him what to do so he could play second pan,
But by now there's other guys who can play pan in London, so we could use three pans together. While the band played pub gigs, West Indian social club dances and even house parties, there were just as many hunt balls, Oxbridge events and debutante parties. Stirling remembers the guests at those society balls having one particular problem with steel band music.
They took to it immediately. They loved it. But English people didn't know how to dance to it. They used a foxtrot. Eventually, they saw how the West Indians would dance to it and were shaken, and they soon follow. They fall into the groove of the calypso rhythm, and they start dancing a bit more carefree.
Steel bands had always been orchestras of at least 20 players, possibly as many as 100. To make a small band viable, Russell Henderson had to compose specifically for the pan. This represented a massive advance, as previously almost no original music had been written for the instrument. And as well as all that, the Russell Henderson Steel Band invented the Notting Hill Carnival as we now know it. In the 1950s, Caribbean promoters would hire whatever halls would let them, book in a couple of bands and put on dances. One such dance was organised by the Trinidadian-born Claudia Jones at St Pancras Town Hall in January 1959. Jones was not a dance promoter, but a seasoned political activist, black nationalist, and multicultural advocate. Having moved to Harlem with her parents as a child, she joined the American Communist Party and rose to become national director of the Young Communist League. Following four jail terms resulting from politically motivated charges, Jones was deported to London in 1955, where she settled in Notting Hill. She co-founded the West Indian Students Association in 1958 and also launched and became editor of the country's first black newspaper, the West Indian Gazette. At the end of that year, after intensifying racist attacks in the Notting Hill area had culminated in a summer of street violence, Jones called a meeting of local people to ask what could be done to raise spirits, demonstrate resilience, and celebrate Caribbean culture. The answer came: a carnival just like back home. Timing-wise, that raised a few eyebrows. Winter in London offered far from ideal carnival conditions. That didn't worry the indefatigable Jones. She booked St Pancras Town Hall for the 30th of January. After 8 hours spent transforming the chilly North London Civic Building into a West Indian paradise, around 1,000 people jammed themselves into the venue. Almost as many were shut outside, but still grooving on the clearly audible music. It became an annual affair engraved on Black London's calendar, but in December 1964, Claudia Jones passed away. Without her energy and direction, there was no carnival the following year. The Russell Henderson Steel Band had been part of Jones's carnivals since 1960. While acknowledging the events as a vital contribution to Caribbean culture in London, the band were involved in an equally significant occasion during the year Jones passed away. On the August bank holiday in 1964, a Ladbroke Grove social worker and community activist named Ronnie Laslett organised a street party for local children whose parents couldn't afford to take them on holiday. Far from being any sort of Caribbean celebration, it was simply about the area itself. Laslett was of mixed Native American and Russian descent, and the children who attended were a junior United Nations of English, Polish, Irish, African, Russian, Portuguese, and West Indian. The entertainment laid on for them was equally varied, including a donkey cart donated by traders from Portobello Market, an African drummer, a clown, a box of false moustaches, and the Russell Henderson Steel Band. The local council had given Laslett permission to cordon off a section near the top end of Portobello Road. Tables for food and drink were set up, the steel band wandered around playing music, and the children enjoyed themselves. Pretty much all anybody could have asked for. until Russell and the band had a better idea. Russell recalls, "We never had stands for our instruments, so we were completely mobile. Although this was really only a children's fete, it still had quite a carnival flavour. So I'm thinking that, like when we have carnival in Trinidad, we should go on a bit of a road march, give the children a little taste of it. I knew they would follow. At first, it was just the three of us with the drums around our neck. But people were joining in with all sorts of percussion instruments. Even if they were just banging a bottle with a spoon, it was like we were the Pied Piper. A lot of English people joined in too. Most of them were happy to see it. But some didn't know what it was. They saw so many West Indians on a parade like this and they thought it was a demonstration. They were shouting at us, 'What have you got to demonstrate about? If you want to complain, go back to your own country.' In spite of all that, the procession was such an overwhelming success that it was repeated the following year and then became an annual event. Within 3 or 4 years, it was being called the Notting Hill Carnival. Over that time, the Caribbean content started to dominate as entertainers and organisers who had been part of Claudia Jones's events got involved, and by the 1970s had swelled into something recognisable as what it is today. Claudia Jones is quite rightly remembered as the mother of the carnival, as she recreated a Trinidadian carnival in London. But the Notting Hill Carnival probably wouldn't have happened if it hadn't been for Ronnie Laslett and the Russell Henderson Steel Band. The fashion for steel bands at posh English functions proved not to be hugely enduring. By the end of the 1970s, the Russell Henderson Steel Band had all but broken up, with Russell going back to piano and Sterling Betancourt taking other pan players to start the steel orchestra that became Nostalgia. Steel Band itself was far from finished, though. It spearheaded a revolution in the way English kids were taught music at school. Not surprisingly, Sterling Betancourt and Russell Henderson were somewhere near the front of that development, too. Aware that interest in steel band was waning, Russell and Sterling wanted to keep the form alive in Great Britain. Figuring the best way would be to get kids into it, Russell hatched a scheme to introduce it to the London school's music curriculum. He devised a course and lesson plans, and within a few years, the Inner London Education Authority had installed dozens of steel bands in schools around the capital. Today, there are over 1,000 steel bands in schools in London and another 3,000 in schools up and down the country. And recruitment for the Nostalgia Steel Band mostly comes through people who remember playing a bit of pan at school and would like to start again. Together with other invited players, Nostalgia marched in the opening ceremony of the London Olympics in a section representing Commonwealth immigration. The atmosphere was electric. And for the 50 steel pan musicians who took part in this historic event, the memories will remain with them for decades to come.
Ben on Wookway was reading Sounds Like London by Lloyd Bradley. The book is abridged by Natalie Steed and produced by Kirstine Cameron. And now in a subtle change of musical genre. This is BBC Radio 4. Now time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on today, Wednesday the 14th of August. There are warnings of gales in South Utsira, Fisher and Fitzroy. The general synopsis at 1800, low Sweden 1004, expected Finland 998 by 1800 on Wednesday. High northeast Fitzroy 1026, slow moving with little change. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. West Viking, northwesterly backing southerly later 3 or 4, showers then fair, good. East Viking, North Utsira, northwesterly 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4, then backing southerly later, showers then fair, good. South Utsira, northwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5, showers, good. East 40s, northwesterly 4 or 5, backing southerly 3 or 4 later.